This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I want to dance with you right now. As ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love this morning worth this waiting on. We've come so far, my dear.
Interesting song. How do you do? Hi.
Hello, hello.
Checking.
1, 2, 3, hello.
Making this a wonderful day. What are your intentions for today? 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Thursday, March the 9th in the focus. Here is what's happening for those of you who are gabbers, like to gab a little bit about what's happening, or you like to hear other people gab about what's happening. There's been lots of gab about the health care bill and whether or not Republicans ought to support their president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this, I guess it started with an important House committee. They're trying to scuttle the former president's health care overhaul, so-called Obamacare. Or Obamacare. The vote today early to abolish the tax penalty that was imposed on people who didn't purchase insurance. They want to reshape how many of us buy medical care. Are you in so far? So far, most of you, I'm betting, are probably in. There seem to be, even depending on which side of the fence you were on, that is blue or red, there seem to be a lot of discontent. I say that taking a deep breath because it really is hard to kind of understand all of this. It really is. And I'm not an expert, and frankly haven't gotten involved in it so much because I'm on Medicare and it doesn't affect me. And we always follow our interests, right? For the most part. And in this circumstance, I'm following your interests because there are a lot of you who are listening to me that are upset about what it costs to buy this medical insurance. And if you were not or before you had regular care, your costs were affected as well. Now, there are some deep problems, it would seem. The Republicans face resistance from hospitals, who didn't like it at the beginning. The doctors, who didn't like it at the beginning. Consumer groups, who didn't like it at the beginning. But they don't like the Republican health care bill either. So now they're trying to figure out how to figure the overhaul. American Medical Association, the AARP, American Hospital Association, all these groups who are advocates for doctors and patients and yada yada, they got into this thing when it was first enacted, what was it, 6, 7 years ago? And they came around. I guess that's a good way of putting it. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gotten these labor groups and special interest groups that contribute so much money. I'd love to know who the AARP. I'd like to have a list. Kara, maybe there's a list somewhere of all the people in Congress and in the Senate who got hefty donations from the AARP and from the American Medical Association and groups like that. And then you can figure where the vote's going to go. Because those people who are in Congress, we know they follow the money. Follow the money! The American Health Insurance groups representing insurers, they were the ones who were instrumental. This was not a health care bill, remember. This was an insurance bill. It didn't improve anybody's health. What it did, well, it may have improved. That's probably not a fair statement. It improved people's health who didn't have any insurance. Then they got insurance, and then from there they were able to get some kind of coverage. So if they were sick, they could have whatever their problems were taken care of. So they were real happy with it before, and they kind of like it now because the tax stuff, the health industry taxes, were becoming a real problem. And then the threat that came from them that it could result in unnecessary disruptions in the coverage and the care that the beneficiaries have. And the fact here that the whole business about having the changes and what it amounted to was that a lot more people, I think there were 24, 29 million, something like that, more people had insurance. So that was good. But the costs keep going up, so the number of people on the plan kept dropping off to the point where there are almost as many people now in a situation without health insurance, and there are a lot of different people that are in that position than was the case when this was enacted, what, 6-7 years ago. So what went up? Good. Listen, there were some benefits from Obamacare. There really were. But are there now? Have they continued? The question is yes and no. So all of these sessions that started yesterday morning and ended early this morning, Ways and Means on this until about an hour ago, in fact, approving the final batch of provisions, party line vote, 23 Republicans say yes, 16 said no from the Democratic Party. This is on the Energy and Commerce Committee. They have stayed there to work on some other things, like a reshaping of Medicaid. So they're still at it right now. But the Republicans were not together. Rebellion. Some of the right wing of the GOP and groups that were advocates said the bill did not take a strong enough approach to fixing the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people in the middle, and man, a lot of governors, sent representatives antagonistic, worried their states could lose Medicaid payments and face higher costs for hospitals because of the number of uninsured people going up again, which was part of what was supposed to be addressed, right? And everybody said, yippee! When this was passed, not everybody, but a lot of people did. So this is an upheaval, and it could crush the legislation from what I'm seeing, reading three or four different things at the same time. Imagine what my eyes are doing as this thing is right hot off the presses, as it were. You'll read about it this morning. You'll hear other people talking about it to a point. I'm just trying to give you the bits and pieces. The folks in the White House know that the upheaval, the anger, the opposition could crush this legislation, and that wouldn't be so good for the new administration that yesterday more or less took an axe to the plan that had been announced a couple of weeks ago as far as immigrants are concerned. That whole thing was twisted and turned and rigged, and I say rigged not in a negative sense. It was, when I say rigged, I mean sort of orchestrated. The pieces were put together. Do you know what a rigger is? A rigger, somebody who works to, you know, there are companies that go around the country and they set up these huge machines in plants, machines that make machines or machines that do something, and towers are built. Big companies come in when it comes to building. There are people that are, you know, we hear about Canadians that want to climb up, or are the ones that people hire to climb up on towers. They're good at rigging things. So they are sort of on-site physical architects of buildings. So in this case, the riggers who are on-site to fix this legislation are pretty upset, and they're the same ones, that, I don't know if upset's the right word, but they're there working to do the same thing they did on that immigration package, which now seems to be okay. At first, it was a miserable mess because nobody thought it through. So now they fixed all of the things that people were objecting to, and as a key, as a sort of a point to what's going on here, in the circumstances we find ourselves in, there is good reason to think that they'll figure it out. And so those of you, see, everybody jumps off on the first word, and that's silly. Let it settle in. All of your first decisions, are they always the right decisions? Or sometimes you have to think things through, right? And in this case, they've got to think this through, and they've got to fix it, move it around. It's called, the one thing that a lot of people said didn't exist during the Obama years was compromise. There wasn't a lot of compromise sometimes on certain policies when it came to George Bush. There hasn't been. Clinton was a pretty good compromiser, actually. Reagan was a pretty good compromiser. George Bush, the father, was a pretty good compromiser. You go back to leadership that is inspired, and you see that most of the people who have succeeded well in that job have compromised. So there was compromise on the enabling legislation and the rules that were to affect people that are coming in and out of this country. And I'm guessing that with regard to all the things that are going on with the health care bill, this is early in, and a lot of them may have not been inspired because they wanted to fix things too quickly. Let's see what happens. That's my point of view on this and that. 20, let's know. It's 18 after the hour. This is a good day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That's what you expect to hear when you're listening to this program. Good old rap music. There's Jay-Z. And the reason he's in our ear at the moment is because it's sort of a follow-up to the conversation we were just having about investing. He has invested or decided to invest his Roc Nation empire with startups, helping people who are starting different kinds of companies. He's created something called Arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E, which is a platform that focuses on new startup companies that look like they have some promise. He said, quote, Arrive was created to leverage our experience and resources in building brands. And certainly, if you don't like his music, you got to give the guy credit for building a brand. He really done
multiple
a great
brands,
job.
Multiple brands, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got this diversified global range of expertise in businesses. He's going to use that to help new ventures. This is a story that's in Business Insider this week. His own portfolio includes a luggage company, a nail parlor company, and a private jet startup. He's invested in those things on his own.
Oh, good.
Here goes. American business. Can't beat it. All right, next up on the musical focus here, 25 after the hour, the men. We went through the women who are some of the performers for the ACM, the American Academy of Country Music Awards, that will air next month on CBS. But we have also here Luke Bryan. Welcome to the farm. That's what we use for the farm show. Very cool. I like that. Jason Aldean, Jennifer. What do we know about him? I know the name, but I don't know why I... Is he
huge.
His claim to fame is...
Is he your
huge?
Favorite? I mean, I know you love Luke Bryan, too.
No, I like Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Toby Keith, and Trace Adkins. But I love Jason Aldean.
I thought you liked Dierks Bentley, too. We've talked about him a lot recently.
I do. I would say Dierks and Jason are on the same plane. Yeah, for
sure. He is cute.
Great way.
He's cute. I have eyes. He's cute.
She's not dead, ladies and gentlemen. See, also we have Florida Georgia Line. They're going to be performers at the ACM.
Like them, too.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm so diverse. I can like all these people at the same time.
Little Big Town.
Yeah? Big Ten, but Florida Georgia Line, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All these people are going to be performing April 2nd.
Who's who of country music, for sure. Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
Who's who? All right, let's... here's a story that is maybe just for people who are on the inside. Blink 182's guitar player has been honored for work with UFOs. Tom DeLonge. So let's hear about him. What do we know about Tom DeLonge?
Well, he's the, like you said, he's the guitar player from Blink-182, and while they've been on hiatus for a while, they have a new album out now, but while they were on hiatus, he became very vocal about his distrust of the government, and really? When the Hillary Clinton emails or the DNC emails were hacked, there were emails that came up that were between John Podesta and Tom DeLonge talking about UFOs, and Podesta also agreed with Tom that he wanted more transparency in the government.
That was the headline, wasn't it? That really was the headline.
That was really, yeah. I mean, that's essentially what he's been working on, and he has some new mysterious project he's been teasing online. So
Secret
I don't know.
Secret Machines, it's called.
Something to do with UFOs.
S-E-K-R-E-T. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he has like a little alien ET friend that lives with him now. I don't know.
Well, they released. He's releasing this week a book and a series of three detailing his research on UFOs. And it's called Secret Machines, God's Volume 1 and God's Man and War. He says, I'll leave you with one thing. My job has only just begun on this subject matter. So that's the story with Tom DeLonge and Blink-182. 28 after the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the Know and On the Go with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or maybe In the Know and On the Go with the Doug Steffen Good Day show. It has a little better ring to it. I think Kara Schillen is here with Doug Steffen at 34 after the hour to help me ferret my way through some of these things that I want to spend a few moments, a little more time with you. Just you and me here. You and me and the people listening in Hawaii. It has become the first state, you may have heard, to file a lawsuit against the president's travel ban, the new one that I was talking about in the last half hour, that's been reconfigured, redone, repositioned so that it doesn't offend so many people. And it actually is a fairly good, from what I can see, again, nosing around through. I've heard from people in Kansas and Oregon this morning and Virginia. Let's see, where else do I have here? Oh, well, and some people in Hawaii listening to a couple of different programs, a couple of different stations that carry the program over there, who are interested in what their state is doing. You'll, of course, at this point be aware that the travel ban was revised. And that's what Hawaii is suing the federal government about. They say it will harm its Muslim population. They say it will harm tourism. They say it will harm foreign students and people that they've hired. So I'm wondering, really and truly, how many Muslims are there in Hawaii? I'm not sure that I even ever thought about it. Actually, there's a hotbed of activity for Muslims. Anybody over there want to comment? 888-302-3684. Send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com or @dougstefan. Hawaii giving notice that it intends to file a lawsuit to cover this ban, which will go into effect, I believe, a week from today. Isn't it the 16th? Yeah. It's a week from today it goes into effect.
Huh. Hawaii even has, according to Wikipedia, in May 2009, they designated a day of recognition Islam Day. So it's
really?
It's a holiday in Hawaii.
Huh. So there may be a lot more Muslims there than I thought of.
I don't see a population number yet, but that is pretty interesting. To recognize the rich religious, scientific, cultural, and artistic contributions of the Islamic world.
Aren't there days like that for most religions in most places? We have Christian holidays and Jewish holidays, so why isn't Ramadan a Muslim holiday?
Yes.
Served correctly by my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, for those of you who don't know about how this order has changed, there is a revised executive order that now bars new visas for people from 6 Muslim countries. But you know what? I shouldn't. That's probably not fair. Like, any more than it is fair to say that America is a Christian nation or Judeo-Christian, all that stuff. Because even though there may have been and may even now be a majority of people who follow those religions, to say that these countries in the Middle East, these 6 countries are Muslim countries, they are overpoweringly influenced by the number of Muslims who are there. But there are plenty of Christians that live in these 6 countries. There are plenty, but there are some Jews that live in these countries. So to refer to them all the time, it's a misnomer. It's more cloud that comes from the news media because they are not, strictly speaking, Muslim countries.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think the reason why it was specifically referred to as a Muslim ban before was because it gave priority to religious minorities in those countries. And so if Islam is the majority in those countries, then those were the people who were being affected by it. But it doesn't do that anymore. It doesn't give priority to minorities, at least from what I've read from it.
Okay. So I'm looking into a population overview. I'm looking at a graph now of the percentage of people who are foreign-born in Hawaii. 100,000 are non-citizens, the people who live in Hawaii. 20% of the labor force is foreign-born. That's probably percentage-wise not much different than what goes on in most other states. The state has $150,000 that they've put aside to hire a law firm to sue. I wonder how the taxpayers in Hawaii feel about that. You know what this is? This is the reflection that I have in my mind. That it goes back to most of the people who are involved in Hawaiian politics, interestingly enough, have Japanese roots. The original Hawaiians are a group, it's kind of like a tribe like we have in our country, various tribes that are still related to the tribes that were around when our country was founded. Anyway, so those are the people who are in charge in part anyway, and there's a lot of distaste still in the minds of people who remember what happened to the Japanese who were on Hawaii and people on the West Coast who were sent to internment camps during World War II. And as a matter of fact, the biggest camp was in Hawaii. And so they think, and perhaps that's the seat here of the concern, fearing and or having a misplaced fear of newcomers can lead to bad policy. And so many of those people feel that the policy was bad. I'm not sure that I think that was the case. I think at the time
It was the only thing that could be done quickly to make sure you weren't going to have the same effect from Japanese that might have been there to do us harm, the same as is the case today with people that are concerned in our country about our well-being because of the problems that have come from people in that area. So, anyway, speaking of the situation that exists, the business about yesterday and what's happening with the Women's Day. Remember yesterday we talked a lot about all the people in our country. Actually, there were 50 countries and 400 cities around the world where people celebrated, I use that term in quotation marks, International Women's Day. Women were encouraged to strike. Did anybody at your job, Karen, anybody at Radio America strike yesterday because it was Women's Day?
It's hard to know because if they weren't at work, then I couldn't ask them. There was someone that I noticed wasn't at work, but whether she had other things going on, I don't know.
Huh.
I'll ask her today and let you know.
All right, here's the story behind the story when it came to yesterday's organized protests here and there.
The organizers of the A Day Without a Woman protest have reportedly been arrested in New York City. The official Women's March account tweeted photos of organizers, including Tamika D. Mallory, Linda Sarsour, and Carmen Perez, in the back of a police van. The account earlier stated that protesters plan to form a human wall around Trump International Hotel. NYPD officials told outlets at least 13 people had been arrested during the demonstration at Columbus Circle, which is right outside the hotel. The New York March was part of a larger movement of strikes, walkouts, and demonstrations meant to highlight the role women play in the workforce. The movement was organized by the same group that orchestrated the Women's March on Washington back in January. The NYPD hasn't confirmed any of the charges or identities of those arrested, according to the Hollywood Reporter.
All right, so understand that most of these women are Democrats, and most of New York City, the people who live there are Democrats, and I think there are more Democrats in the state of New York than there are Republicans, so that is certainly part of the thing, it's part of what goes into those who would engage, not that there's anything wrong with that, because there isn't, exercising their rights to protest. I may or may not agree, you may or may not agree, but they do have a right, as do others, to bring some of their concerns to the front page, and that's the way to do it. By the way, speaking of Democrats and stuff, whether you knew it or not, most of the people who are residents of Hawaii are Democrats in large, large, large numbers, and so that's certainly part of the motivation here. Politics galore. Politics prevails, if you will. 44 past the hour. In a moment, what's going to happen next in Southern California? You may be surprised if you're in Southern California. Well, it'll affect everybody if, in fact, it happens. Let's find out what the predictions are in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home. Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Wrap, if you will. Now, those of us who are in Southern California could be in for some serious shaking, a whole lot of shaking maybe going on. Scientists uncovering a newly identified fault line that could focus on a huge earthquake. This is a could, a maybe, that kind of stuff. But so maybe, instead of putting my tone into it, because my tone is going to be moderately skeptical, not that we shouldn't be prepared, but here's the sort of more official report on this, on what could, what may, what possibly might happen if there was a big quake here in Southern California.
Southern California could experience the deadly effects of a major earthquake that's long overdue in the region. That's according to a new study by the U.S. Geological Survey. Researchers looked at a 100-mile stretch of the San Andreas Fault along the Grapevine north of L.A. that hadn't been studied much before. They found earthquakes happen there about every 100 years. It's been 160 years since the last major quake. Researchers say the land on either side has been pushing against the other at a rate of more than 1 inch per year since 1857. All of that built-up energy will be unleashed in a major quake. Land along the fault would move by several feet. All of that shaking would tear up Interstate 5. The study's lead author tells the LA Times, it would impact our ability to be a world-class city. But the quakes don't happen like clockwork. Science says the area is overdue for a rumbling, but it could be possible that it's decades away. The geologists found several gaps between quakes. Three took longer than 160 years to hit again, so it's still a guessing game. But Dr. Scherer has some bad news. Longer gaps have happened in the past, but we know they always do culminate in a large earthquake. There's no getting out of this. Even though the San Andreas Fault is 30 miles from downtown L.A., big quakes on the fault are expected to rattle the city.
Yeah, what kind of nonsense is that? They could have put a long overdue, this kind of foolishness. I'm not suggesting we ought not to be prepared, but I listen to that guy, sounds like he's a sophomore in high school, with just reporting on some big research that they did in the class that studies these things. Yeah, the San Andreas Fault is dangerous.
You'll be okay as long as the rock is around, though, right?
Right, the rock will fix every, you're right, and he's doing a new movie that'll focus on this exact thing. So that's good to know. Thank you, Kara, for making us all feel better. 10 before the hour.
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour now. Time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show. He's the most famous pet psychologist, pet trainer in the world, and he's here to help us understand some of the things going on with your dog. I was on a plane coming back from Salt Lake City last night, Warren, and there was a little dachshund that came on the plane with a lady who had a baby. And she sat behind me, and I was paying attention to the dog. She was busy paying attention to her baby, so I decided I'd take care of the dog a little bit. Cutest little dachshund. And she said she got him from a center here in Los Angeles. It may have been Salt Lake, but one of the two places that provide. I've never seen a dachshund in a dog shelter. That's why I bring it up, because it seemed very unusual to me. I've seen bigger dogs in these centers where you go adopt, but I've never seen a little dog like a dachshund. Is that unusual, or am I just looking in the wrong place?
No, very common. Dachshunds, schnoodles, Pomeranians, Pekingese, Chihuahua is probably the number two dogs at shelters in the country. So it's very common.
Didn't you adopt a Chihuahua from America?
I did. He's kind of a Texas Chihuahua. He's a Chihuahua terrorist mix. there were 200. That's the case. There were 200 of them in the shelter that were brought to the shelter that were going to be killed. Had I not adopted Cisco at that point, they'd all be dead. But thank goodness I got rescues together, and we saved all 200.
Oh, good. Wow, that's amazing.
And Cisco is sleeping on my lap right now as well.
Oh, hey, hi, Cisco.
Good job, Cisco. All right, in a moment, is it appropriate to give your dog marijuana? Cannabis for Canines in our focus up next year with Warren Eckstein.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, from 39 to 315. Some exclusions apply, subject to credit approval. See store at JCP.com for coupon and details.
All right, the focus here, Warren Eckstein, on cannabis for dogs, because medical marijuana apparently isn't just for humans. There's a company here in California that sells therapeutic pet treats. Have you heard of these? They're called treatables. I can't imagine you haven't talked to this woman, Juliana Carella, who set this all up. The treatables make gluten-free vegan dog biscuits that have cannabinoids in them, not THC though. So this would calm a dog down, I would guess, right?
Well, there's a lot of companies out there that now make cannabis for dogs and cannabis for cats, and the results have been absolutely amazing. A lot of people don't realize, though, what they do for animals. They take the THC out, so your dog or cat's not going to be sitting around looking at psychedelic pictures on the wall. But the results I've heard, I actually had an interview with Tommy Chong. Whatever you think about Tommy Chong and his drug use is one thing. Yeah. Of Cheech and Chong, absolutely. And he was part of a company called Canapet, and I spoke with the head veterinarian there that's been researching the effects of cannabis on dogs and cats for well over 20 years. And it's amazing to see the results.
All right, so here's a cat that's on catnip. One minute, you're talking about a psychedelic problem here. Put the cat on catnip and then give it cannabis and see what happens to it. Schizoid.
That would be a little abusive, you know. One at a time. You know? One at a time, that's all the cat or dog. But, you know, it's interesting because when I first heard about it also, I was kind of a little skeptical, but I've done a lot of research on it. I've interviewed a lot of people who have their dogs and cats on cannabis specifically for pets, not the stuff you buy for yourself. And it's absolutely amazing. As a matter of fact, in California now, you can go into any of the cannabis dispensaries where people go, and they'll have a little section for pets.
Of course they do. Yeah, that's welcome to California. Bunga, bunga. All right, so there's also, I was going to talk a little about foster homes for dogs. The bottom line is Warren and I, all of us recommend, if you're looking for a dog, go find them at a shelter or a rescue. Don't be going to the pet stores and buy. There's so much need and they're so wonderful, these dogs. My God. All right, Warren, you're a good man. WarrenEckstein.com, petshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.